I'm proud of our team. This was a 60-minute game against a really good football team. Give Dallas a lot of credit. They forced us into a lot of mistakes there in the first part of the game, first half. But our team stood with it and made some adjustments there at halftime. Never stopped playing hard. Gave great effort the whole time, and made enough plays at the end to win the game. And that's what you do, you know, against a good football team. You're going to have to stand in there and take their best shot, and come back and throw one of your own. And we tried to do that, and made one more play than they did. Talk about with Marshall.
Yeah.
you know, we had completed one earlier in that drive where Brandon caught one and Newman was off of him. You know, and then Newman came up, made the tackle, and you know, so we went back to a similar type of a concept, and then Terrence went up there and pressed him. You know, and Brandon went by him and made a nice move at the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, a great catch, and I think an even better run, one of the best runs I've ever seen after the ball was in his hands. And that's just what a great player will do. You know, that's what he is, and he made a great play to help determine the outcome today.
When you talk about Brandon, is it fair to say that he has come an extraordinarily long way
He's just one of us. That's what he is. I'm not going to comment on where he was or how long. I don't know that. I just know that he's one of us. Our team loves him. We love him, and I think he loves being a part of this team. And he plays just as hard as they do every day at practice. And you know, we've got a team, and he's a big part of it. And you know, it's good to sit here and talk about that after 4 weeks. We've got a group of guys in that locker room that won't let one another down, and Brandon certainly didn't today. Yeah, I do it again. I mean, we needed this much, you know, so we didn't get it on the third down play, and just, you know, go for it and be aggressive and try to get it in there. And if we convert that, you know, try to go down there and score a touchdown to win the game, that was the thought process. Yeah, he's been very difficult to stop, you know, most of the year. And again, just playing hard and playing within the scheme. I think we've got a lot of guys that don't get a lot of credit that give other players chances to do wonderful things. And some of those guys up front are taking on one or two blockers at a time, and Elvis ends up getting some single coverage there in terms of his pass rush. And you know, but we played good team defense today, and that's what we did, and Elvis was a big part of that.
Can you talk some more about the defense and just rising up the way you did it?
Yeah, Romo made a great play. I mean, he's a great player. And fourth down, we thought we had him covered, but we didn't have him covered long enough and let him out of the pocket. And, you know, he bought enough time to find Hurd there. And I thought Dawkins and Williams did a great job of not letting him score on that play, you know, because he certainly had a chance to. And then we had to make a stop down there inside the 10-yard line. And we've practiced that situation over and over again going back to the spring. And our guys kind of knew the call without us even telling him what it was, and Champ didn't even need to go back to the huddle, you know, and he knew what it was going to be, and did a nice job of denying the ball there on the last two. We blitzed him, and we were going to make him throw it fast, and he did, and Champ was in great position. That was the single receiver side, so, you know, if he was going to go the other way, we had a couple guys over there, so we were kind of, you know, I mean, they could have challenged anybody at that point, you're right, but he chose to challenge the single receiver side, which was Hurd on Champ, and thankful that he did.
Josh, even with this much, why not go for a hard count and the third
quarter? Say it again.
Even with this much left against the third, why not go with the hard count? Try to go on both sides.
It was talking about this much now. I mean, you know, we had a hard time using our cadence today too. So we were in some silent count towards the second half of the game, and, you know, to come out there and then start using a cadence at that point of the game, you know, I don't know that would have been very effective.
Josh, I know you guys have believed all along that you were a good team, but I think this win, a lot of other people are going to start believing in your team now. Does that present a challenge to you, or, you know?
Well, we haven't. I mean, what other people thought of our team, what other people who were less educated than the ones that were inside the building thought of our team, doesn't really provide us any reason to feel anything. It doesn't really matter. You know, we know we've won four games, and four games will never qualify us for the playoffs. Four games will never win our division, and four games won't get us really much of anything. So we're happy to be 4-0, but we're certainly far from satisfied, and we've got a lot of improvements to make, and we can play better, we can coach better, and that's what we're after. I'll leave that between he and I, but it was, you know, just a good. I'm not going to tell him, so don't you. There you go.
We're just getting Oshon's play, especially after Buckholz.
Yeah, and then Oshon, you know, had to fumble there at the beginning of the third quarter and then came back and ran hard and did some good things in the passing game. You know, he's a tough kid. We, like we said, we've always wanted tough, smart players that would play hard for 60 minutes, and Oshon showed that. And Lamont went in there and did a nice job, too, because we played Jordan there in the second half, too, when Buck was down. And we've got faith in all our backs. That's the fact.
What about this team that's making you so resilient? I mean, you guys come back to adversity within games.
Yep.
What about this group?
Hopefully that's the guys we've accumulated in the locker room. You know, we've got great leadership. I've said that for weeks now. We've got great veteran presence. We've got a strong belief in ourselves and our ability to play good football and keep getting better. The way they work every week is a tribute to them. I mean, they work as hard as any team I've ever been on, you know, through Wednesday through Friday, and they put a lot of time and effort into it, and they don't want to be denied. I mean, that's the mark of a team, and we didn't know how we were going to try to win the game today at halftime, but we knew we were going to make some things, change some things, and we did, and found some things that worked, but they never gave up hope.
Back to how good does it feel that apparently a lot of the training camp squabble has been?
We're far past that. I mean,
how good does it feel that?
I don't even consider that anymore. I mean, we've got a. I feel like that about all the players in our locker room. I hope they feel like that about me.
Coach, would you grade Kyle's
play? Tomorrow morning, I could grade it. He did some good things. There's a couple things that we wish we could have hit the one to Gaffney in the first quarter there. He had a shot at it, and I think Kyle just led him a little bit further across the field than Gaff was running. But, you know, he hung in there. He took some shots today, got sacked a little bit, more than what we would want, and really hung in there and made some plays at the end, really made some big plays at the end to help us win a game. So, you know, a quarterback's job is not easy, and he played against a really good defense today and hung in there and didn't turn the ball over. And made some big plays there when we got a chance in the red zone. He threw a touchdown pass and then made enough plays at the end to win. So, like I said, our quarterback is going to be evaluated on wins, production, and not turning the ball over. So, you know, I'd give him a good grade today.
Josh, talk
about I thought another play that was huge in the game was his interception after Noshon's fumble. I mean, both times we've done that now offensively. Our defense has turned the ball over. Like last week in Oakland, they did the same thing, and then Champ made a big play today to keep points off the board. And, you know, Champ's an elite player, playing at a high level. We got a lot of faith in him, and we put him in a lot of man-to-man situations today, him and Goodman. And sometimes corners don't get a lot of credit when they don't make a bunch of plays, but when the other team doesn't really complete a lot of balls to their receivers, just because our corners are playing pretty good football, and Champ and Andre both played well today.